This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Educators are spending more time helping struggling readers get to grade level. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The first year of a multi-year independent evaluation of Colorado's 2012 READ Act shows schools are using different levels of support for students, as state law dictates. Evaluators also say early literacy grants to help students with reading deficiencies have been, quote, transformational. But challenges remain. State school board member Joyce Rankin says some school administrators tell her new reading strategies amount to just more phonics instruction. But she says it's more complex.
This is not just phonics. This is rocket science.
Evaluators say schools also suffer from a lack of qualified prospective teachers who understand the most up-to-date research on teaching reading. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Aurora police officer who faces charges for failing to intervene or report excessive force has been fired. An investigation into a violent arrest in July found that Francine Martinez violated police department rules by not stopping another officer from beating an unarmed man or reporting the incident. The officer who is accused of excessive force resigned before the investigation was complete. The state is working with a Western Water Group to send more water to ranchers and farmers.
The Colorado River District and the Colorado Water Conservation Board are releasing more than 200 million gallons of water into the Yampa River Basin. The release from Elkhead Reservoir in northwest Colorado will provide relief to farmers and ranchers in the Yampa Valley impacted by severe drought.
CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis. Sunshine today. Chance of thunderstorms along the Front Range and in the mountains this afternoon. The western slope, hot. Grand Junction, around 100 degrees. This is CPR and KRCC.